Really appreciate you being with us here on The Point on this Tuesday. And if it's Tuesday, and if it's 8:35, I get to hang out now with a couple of my favorite people. I've got with me Karen Pickard and Marsha Clayman and Garrett. Hey, listen, I got to tell you right off the top, I am so glad neither of you brought any food for us today. I'm so happy you didn't, because I you're killing me. I got back on my diet yesterday, and I'm done. I'm done eating junk food for a while.
No more Bow biscuits?
I can't do it. And, of course, I've just spent the whole morning talking about buffets.
Right.
Because that's how I'm going to deal with not eating it, is by fantasizing about it.
As right. I was listening coming in, I thought, are they sending us a hint that they need something?
No. Please, bring Brian stuff, but do not even include me.
Yeah, Brian's over there going, you can talk to yourself.
Brian, bring Brian whatever you want, but just don't even, I will not be mad. I won't be angry. I can't keep doing it.
Well, you know,
I'm a buffalo.
Sign you up for the Moon Pie of the Month Club, but I guess we can cancel that one.
You know what, though? You know how many I got of the ones you brought me? Zero. My family stole them and took them to the beach.
Well.
And they stole the whole box that Marsha brought me. And that was my Hanukkah present. So they stole them from me.
Yeah.
Anyway, our friends from Oakleaf Village in Lexington bring us the positive points on aging every single Tuesday. I love what we do here. I get so many compliments from our listeners about the information you guys bring to us. It's just wonderful, wonderful public service. So today, on this Tuesday for 2/22/22, what you got planned for us?
Well, what's the song that's about It's Never Too Late? It's in my head, and I can't.
It's never too late. Why don't you sing it for us?
I can't. It's in
my head. I know you're a really good singer. I've heard it. Karen tells us that you're a very good singer.
Knock it out, Marshall.
It's never too late.
Have no clue.
Is it a Michael Jackson song?
No.
Not a clue.
No. Oh, that's Luther. Yeah, that one. Yeah, never. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
Brian knows.
We thought that we would.
But that's not really about
what
this topic. You got to understand, if it's Luther Vandross,
it's not about what we're talking
just
about.
Thinking, it was the melody was in my head.
That's okay. It's a great song.
I was thinking Carole King, but that is too late.
It's too late. Yeah, that is the opposite. Yes. Okay.
However, what we wanted to do is get on a lighter topic today.
Yes.
This is what has happened. You know, with COVID, we're into post-COVID now, thank God. But the thing
Hopefully.
Is that so many people became isolated and they forgot how to socialize. They had to depend on the Kindles and the iPads and the TV because they had to become isolated. So now we want our seniors out there, and I'm catching up with you pretty soon in regards to this age of being 70 plus.
Yeah.
We want them to know that there are ways that you can continue to enjoy life. It's never too late, because we have some wonderful people we're going to talk about that have accomplished unbelievable things that most people wouldn't even think about accomplishing at their age. And we have a lovely lady that moved in with us at Oakleaf. She's 103, and she puts us all on notice that age is just a number.
I love it.
She is so adorable, and I love to see her out
and she
and
never
about.
Stops.
No, and she's socializing and getting involved in it, and that's how she has continued.
That's her secret.
Yeah. That's it. Keep going.
Yeah, it's just a number to her, nothing more.
So anyway, before you start giving us excuses that, you know, well, that's because they do, you know, this, I'm going to give you some reasons why we continue to thrive after 70.
Sure.
And then we're going to talk about some really cool people.
Sure.
All right. First of all, our muscle strength can be maintained through dedicated practice and activity. We should be exercising every day. That 21 minutes a day is what we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Is, you know, that's the minimum. We can still have sex after 70. I mean, why not? You don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
Okay.
We're not going there.
That's fine. Yeah.
Your heart pumps about the same volume of blood as it does with each beat as someone else. The only thing we have to worry about there is, of course, plaque buildup, and so with exercise and the right diet, you can control that.
Right.
Usually over 70, we tend to be happier because we have lived through bad times and we know they pass, and so we don't dwell on it.
Yeah, more wisdom.
Yeah. Yep. We remain mentally active because we should be adding socialization, mental stimulation, physical activity, all of the above. You receive discounts for being older,
Woo-hoo.
So you save some money going
to
the buffets.
I love that. You betcha.
Buffets get cheaper.
Yes.
And then you have more control over your schedule if you're not working. Some semi-retirees choose to continue working, and it's good for them because they need that activity.
Sure.
But the thing is that you have control over your schedule. You know if you can sleep in late. You can tell people, no, that's past my bedtime. I'm not going out, you know, past 9.
Sure.
So I'm just saying, some people make excuses just because they're a certain age. I can't do that anymore, and we're going to prove you wrong with these stories.
I heard something the other day on Prager University, listening to your radio show. And one of the things that he was talking about is that you have to work at being happy. Happy is not necessarily an easy thing. You work at everything else in your life. And sometimes people think just because you're old that you're not happy and you're depressed. And they put older folks on antidepressants. But really, if you stay active and if you stay engaged, and I think we find this in the assisted living industry, the more engaged a person is, the happier they are, the more they're around people. And they stay interesting, and they stay interested in things going on. So that's really important, and that's kind of what we want to talk about today. Because these people didn't quit. These people kept on going, and they wanted to improve. They may have picked up a different hobby. They may have done something different in their later years than they were doing when they were younger. But they kept growing, and they never stopped.
Right, right.
And that's important.
Well, and again, there are certain things we can and we cannot control. I mean, obviously, if you are cut down with a disease and things like that, I understand that. But, I mean, if you've got relatively good health and you're aging, and I mean, you guys are perfect examples of it. You get after it.
Right.
Both of you get after it. I mean, you're not sedentary. You're not sitting. And even when you're not with me here hanging out, you're always going and making an impact, doing these groups and doing things and showing people locally. I mean, you're out and you're in the community and you're involved and you've made a decision. You know, I mean, there are days you guys are probably exhausted. I get that. We all have our moments.
Did I just say I binged watched TV all day yesterday?
But you know what, though? You did that to recharge your batteries emotionally.
Yes.
And now you're back at it today.
Yep.
And you're going to make a difference. You know, my mom is like the Energizer Bunny. She's got multiple sclerosis. She's 76 years old, COPD. And I can't slow her down. And I'm not trying to.
But that's what you said. If you have diseases, it might slow you down. I know people who, like your mother, actually do not let diseases slow them
down. She won't let it
win. The harder you fight, the better it is.
Yeah, she will not let it win, and that's why I consider her a hero to me. I mean, she is a daily inspiration. But I mean, I really do believe that unless there's some massive, legitimate limitation, it's 90% in your head. I mean, you are making a choice every day when you wake up. First of all, as I talk about often, you've been given a gift.
Right.
God has said, okay, here's another day. Mm-hmm. Once you got that licked, then that's half the battle.
Yep.
Now it's up to you to decide what are you going to do with it and how are you going to make the most of it. So I love this topic because I think people need to be reminded about that, ladies, that you got a choice every single day.
Yes.
Well, and like, you know, we were gonna talk about certain people. I'm going to tell you my first one. Now this lady at age 75, relatively, that's a younger age right now.
Okay.
We're looking, you know, Karen and I are looking at more people at 90s in their 90s now.
Sure.
But anyway, this lady was a cancer survivor, Barbara Hillary. She became one of the oldest people and the first Black woman to reach the North Pole. I mean, the North Pole.
And she did this at what age?
75 after surviving cancer.
75 cancer survivor, and she reached the North Pole.
Yes.
That's
pretty cool.
It's a lot more courageous than I would be, I can tell you that. So Brian and I, you know, Brian's 41. I don't think he's going to the North Pole anytime.
I'm thinking of the North Pole. I mean, how cold it is and how brittle it is and how she did this.
He's not yet 41.
Good for her, you know, because if that was a lifelong goal that she gave herself, even she fought through the cancer.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. That's absolutely inspirational. That's very good. All right, so can we all pick people that inspire?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
We'll do that. Let's get you set up for our final segment. It is our positive points on aging, and we've got Karen and Marsha with us from now until 9 o'clock. Don't forget, it's Your Way Home with Erica and John in the 9 o'clock hour coming your way. We'll get you the Fox Business Report, and then we'll come right back, knock out more of our positive points on aging. Hope you'll stay with us as we continue Tuesday at the Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The situation with Ukraine continues to weigh on markets. Global stocks are slumping. Cryptocurrency prices have been retreating. Oil prices and gold are higher. Earnings news is upbeat. Macy's quarter was stronger than expected. Its sales at existing stores rose more than 27%. Its strategy was to overcome supply chain disruptions by stocking up in advance. Macy's also says its board has decided not to split its e-commerce business from its retail stores. Home Depot also saw business improve in the latest quarter. Its sales were up 11%, and Home Depot is raising its dividend. Eli Lilly will build a new facility in Boston at the Boston Seaport as part of the Lilly Institute for Genetic Medicine. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Biden's massive spending plan has expanded America's money supply and taken money out of your pocket. But you can fight back against runaway inflation by sheltering your IRA or 401k with gold through Birch Gold Group. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I'm proud to be a customer of Birch Gold. Join me. Birch Gold has created a free info kit on protecting your retirement with gold in a tax-sheltered account. Just text the words SHELTER to 989898. Text SHELTER to 989898 and learn how to shelter your IRA or 401k with
a well-regulated humidor being necessary to the preservation of a cigar. The right of the people to keep and enjoy cigars shall not be infringed. For those who love a great cigar and want to spend time with others who are like-minded, the Cigar Militia offers the experience you're looking for. We're located in the Colonial Village next to the Melting Pot. The Cigar Militia offers exceptional cigars from around the world, staff to assist you in your selections, private cigar lockers, and a lounge where members can relax and enjoy.
Hey Taylor, the new year's here.
And the calendar is filling up fast.
The Southeastern Wildlife Expo comes to Charleston in February.
If you like fine art, good food, and dogs, this one's for you. Then the Bassmaster Classic is here the first weekend in March.
55 anglers will fish on Lake Hartwell while the Classic Expo and weigh-ins will be in Greenville.
The Pomona Sportsman's Classic at the end of March and the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds in April are also events you do not want to miss.
That's a start, but there's more. So tune in to Woods and Water South Carolina every Saturday afternoon here on our home in the Midlands, 100.7 The Point.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on, you need to call Greg. Online at simplifiedmortgagesc.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Here are your Sonic Patty Melts. Enjoy your Sonic.
Texan Toast.
Texas Toast.
Texas Toast.
Texas Toast.
Texas Toast.
Texan Toast.
Texas Toast.
Texas Toast.
Texas Toast.
The Patty Melt is back. Enjoy 100% pure seasoned beef, melty American cheese, grilled onions, and thick Texas toast. The Sonic Patty Melt, $3.99 for a limited time at Sonic. Try one half price in the app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
So you've heard there are a lot of great jobs in HVAC, plumbing, and welding, but you aren't sure how to break into the field. Midlands Tech has your solution with the Quick Jobs Scholarship at Midlands Tech. This scholarship covers the full cost of training in these high-demand fields. We're talking a full-ride scholarship getting you the training you need for great paying jobs in as little as 5 to 6 months. Go to MidlandsTech.edu and search for the one word title, Quick Jobs. That's MidlandsTech.edu and find the one word title, Quick Jobs.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Broad River Road at I-20, the hit and run. East-west delays on I-20. Westbound, I-20 west at 6, a stalled motorist. Eastbound, backed up I-20 east at Highway 1. Kugler at Hunting View, one collision. Pets, Inc., providing low-cost, full-service veterinary care and holistic care, including pet, chiropractic, and acupuncture services. Check PetsInc.org for a full range of services. Pets, Inc., West Columbia. Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on the Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio,
it's Kevin Cohen.
.851 on The Point, our positive points on aging. This is brought to you each and every week by our really good friends over in Lexington, Oakleaf Village. They are a wonderful, wonderful group of folks and a beautiful facility, and they will do you right. We'll tell you how to get a hold of them. But this segment has become one of my favorite things on the entire radio station that we do, the Positive Points on Aging with Marcia and with Karen. You guys are great at what you do. I'm such big fans of what you guys do and your compassion, your kindness, your courage. And what you do, because you guys have been on the front line throughout the whole COVID thing, I have great, great admiration for both of you as people, and great appreciation for what you do for our seniors. Being that, you know, you have both offered me so much guidance with my mother and so much guidance with my cousin Bob while he was still with us, and I really want you to know we love this segment, so really appreciate you, coming on in, ladies. So we've been talking about special accomplishments and special people, what you can get done after a certain age, and you told us, Marcia, a little bit about one of your favorites, Barbara Hillary, and what she had done. Karen, what do you got for us? Who's one of yours?
Well, there are a couple on the list, but I like this guy, Leo Plass, who dropped out of college one semester before graduation in 1932, during the Depression. He was on track to become a teacher, but had to do some things to make money because of the Depression, so he dropped out. At 99, he finally completed his degree from Eastern Oregon University.
Wow.
And I think that's cool. You know, your brain always is working. You could physically could be impaired physically, but your mind is still working. So use it and do something productive with it. I think that's really cool.
Just a few months ago, somebody did something that I thought was just magical. And it was, what a culmination to a life, because we've known William Shatner and we've known him as Captain Kirk, obviously, and from Star Trek, we've known him for the better part of 60 years for what he has been best known for was playing the role of James Kirk. But he actually got to fulfill the dream of going into space and got a chance to go aboard the New Shepard rocket and fly. And it was a 10-minute flight up and a 10-minute and back.
That's okay.
And he went into space. At 90 years of age, he becomes the oldest human being to ever go into space. And to hear his description of it and his raw emotion right after landing, it was just absolutely beautiful. But he was so inspiring with the fact, look, I'm 90 years old, and I did something, and I fulfilled a real dream after being a TV character and a movie character about it. I loved it. So William Shatner, age 90, still very active, still acting, yeah. Still doing a lot of different projects. I think he's phenomenal.
Yeah, he is pretty cool.
Well, when you think about it, we get to a certain age, and we know our bodies are going to change, and so we're going to start making excuses
sure.
why we can't do certain things, like... Through our list, we're looking at people that have run marathons at 95 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, I can't even run down this hallway right here without, you know, keeling over.
Yeah.
But even think about something like this, and I'm going to skip over one I wanted to talk about. But Grandma Moses, she did not start painting until she was 76 because her arthritis caused her to have difficulty holding her embroidery needle.
Mm-hmm.
So she started painting. At 76.
Pretty cool.
And so we should not allow obstacles to stand in our way of accomplishing goals. You know, like I was telling Karen, my mother wrote a book and she finished it at 75.
That's beautiful.
And it was neat because it's not a bestseller. It was, but she got a lot of attention in her area. We did book signings at different places.
Sure.
And when she passed away, we took whatever books we had left, and we left them at the funeral home, and people would come in and get them so they would have a piece of her when they
nice.
You know.
Beautiful
That's
gesture.
Pretty cool. But,
it's a great gesture.
It's just a neat thing that we always told her, write a book, write a book. You should write a book, and she finally did. So she did accomplish that. And she was one of those late bloomers where she and I graduated. She graduated from Eastern Michigan the same year I graduated from high school.
Love it.
That's awesome.
I think that is spectacular. That's really, really... again, that's a legacy that she left behind by doing that. So our listener, Carrie, just sent a message to you saying, my father is 89. He still flies his own plane.
Wow. Good for
him. That's awesome. Yeah, Carrie, that's great.
That's pretty
That's
cool.
something to be very proud of with your dad. So that's very good. Where you got, Karen?
I want to mention one. And, you know, I've been listening on the news and I've been listening to all my podcasts and people complaining about 70-year-olds and octogenarians and all these stuff
sure.
running our government. And maybe they should step aside and let other people... However, did anybody realize that Benjamin Franklin was 70 years old when he signed the Declaration of Independence? And he did not retire from public work until he was 82 years old. And Benjamin Franklin was a pretty cool dude. He did a lot of really nice things, lots of inventions. But he helped put together our Declaration of Independence at 70.
Pretty good stuff. Obviously, also... very interesting basement also.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, don't laugh. Very interesting basement for Ben Franklin, some of the things they found later on.
Okay, well,
we'll skip
there.
Over that.
We'll skip that
so
part.
I got one for you that I think is a good one that I think is pretty amazing. Warren Buffett is 91 years young and still works every day, you know, 5-6 days a week, goes into the office, still obviously does a lot of public speaking and a lot of this and that, and people don't realize this. He's also a cancer survivor.
Yes, he is.
So he had cancer 13 years ago, I think it was. But he's a cancer survivor, and he's a guy that he himself, at 91 years old, I'm not even talking about the fact that he's got all the money on top of the money, $180 billion. but I'm just saying he's active, and he's very involved. You'll see him. He's a huge Nebraska football fan. And you'll see him at the Nebraska games, and he's screaming and yelling and dancing. So
well, that's what's keeping him young.
Exactly. So that's one I want to throw out there for you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, there's just so many things we could be doing and so many things that we should be doing. You should never throw in the towel just because you're getting old.
I hope not. And again, if you feel like you're okay, then you are okay.
Right.
Well, I mean, why do you care what number is attached on your driver's license?
As my grandmother used to say, I never realize how old I am until I look in the mirror, and then I wonder who that person is that's looking back at me.
Well, again, I've got a cousin, Martin, who told me it's really hard getting old. And I said, it's a lot harder not getting old.
Yep.
And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I lost my dad. You know, he was 50 years old, and he died in a car accident.
Yep.
And I said... I said, believe me, I would much rather him be here right now complaining about aches and pains than not be here. So I said, I'd rather get old than not have the opportunity to get old.
Yep.
So.
Well, I'm going to close the topic out by giving you a quote by John Mellencamp, who just turned 70.
Okay.
Good old John Mellencamp, good rocker.
Yeah.
I believe in the subtle art of not giving a damn because you only have so many dams to give in this life.
Love it. Yep. Love it. Guys, how can they get a hold of you over at Oakley Village?
803-808-3477, oakleyvillagelexington.com.
Perfect. Appreciate you both coming in. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes. Your Way Home with Erica and John coming up in just a matter of moments after top of the hour news. And then Chris Wooten later on joins us on the afternoon drive. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A major cause for concern. That's the view of NATO and EU leaders following Russian President Putin's declaration that two rebel regions of Ukraine will now be recognized as independent states. And they say that Russian troops have moved into those rebel-held areas. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Putin has violated international agreements.
He's repudiated the Minsk agreements and torn up the